Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I thank the speaker for bringing up some very relevant issues. When he talks about right-wing racism, the reason why right-wing racism can prevail is some of these people with their money buy out the sycophants and the puppets, and when they're bought out and realize that they really haven't gained so much, and we continue as free political institutions, as is stated under Article 73, or as peoples who are trying to get to the root of racism, we are denied this. So some of our people in Alaska actually say there are no human rights in Alaska. They've abandoned us. And when we've brought this forward, it was very hopeful at one of the working groups, particularly the working group on complementary standards, where seven states did a right of reply to hear my full intervention, which was very encouraging. And it was part of the mandate to fill the gaps in complementary standards, to create them so that those gaps could be filled. I did all the work. Our organizations did all the work. We were back, but when push came to shove, there was no political will. So what I'm saying, both to European Union, African Union, and others, that if you speak and you believe you have or think you have a way forward, the next time we present something, if you can't move it because you're afraid and you have fear, then where does that leave us when we walk out on the plank and we're left standing with nobody to back us? That's what happened to the former subcommission, where the experts, when I presented to the first expert advisory committee, the expert advisory committee experts were so intimidated that they gave a weak request for a study on the right of self-determination. And when it went to the Human Rights Council, the Human Rights Council, this isn't forwarded enough, so we're not going to move on it. You've done your own damage here, not only at the commission, the former commission level, but at the Human Rights Council level. And some of these experts who did stand out, some of them are castigated. So what are you going to do to address this? When you have someone who does speak out, what are you going to do to back them? I have seen some of who run the narrative of those who promote racism and, as the speaker said, right-wing ideology. And when push comes to shove, there's no backing. There's no political will. So if you want to create something or stop this tidal wave that you're speaking about, then you need to stand up yourself and say, we need to create something, a mechanism, or to do as I simply requested, was to fill a gap in an existing mechanism where all it took was a recommendation, which is called for in Article 15, that another body requests this body to address this form of racism, but that's what exactly was refused. No political will. So how do we get past this impasse where you speak boldly about your deficiencies, but you have no political will again to address that deficiency? If I were to put the same recommendation forward, what would be the response today? Because this body does have the mandate to implement that very recommendation. Will it be met with the same fate? And I could put it forward. I see that there is a agenda item where I could place it. Would that be a test of your lack of political will, or do you need more consent from the Capitol, as is always the official excuse, or the excuse that we have ourselves too many problems, we're calling the kettle black. The pot is calling the kettle black, and now as the kettle will be called black, so we don't want to do this. So I request that you look at yourself and see what you can do to help us when you're refusing to help by your own identified deficiency. I thank you, Mr. Chair.